Blog Talk Radio.
O come, all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. O come, ye, O come, ye, to Bethlehem. Come and adore him, for the King of glory. And remember the rest. O come, all ye faithful, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. We got to come faithful into the presence of the Lord. Come glorifying, magnifying, exalting his holy name, because truly he is worthy of the praise. And much as I have sung that song in time past, at least the chorus, it's just slept, but nevertheless, he's the one that we need to be adoring and praising and magnifying and exalting his name, because he's the one that saves, delivers, and set free and encourages, still on the right hand of the Father, making intercessions on our behalf. So we welcome you to the Blog Talk Radio Divine Connection. Thank God that we divinely connected in Christ Jesus with one another. Praise the Lord. Truly he is worthy of the praise. So come, let us adore him and exalt his name. And let us, glory to God, magnify his name together. Truly, he is worthy of the praise. Thank God that we can come boldly to the throne of grace to obtain mercy. We don't have to kill any bullets. We don't have to bring turtle doves. We don't have to bring anything but ourselves. And he's requiring for us to make that sacrifice, to deny this flesh and come in his presence in the spirit of glorifying him, magnifying him in the spirit of thanksgiving. Because he said no flesh is going to glory in his sight. So when he said, glory to God, draw nigh to him, he draw nigh to us, that's drawing nigh by the Spirit of the Lord. We bless the Lord. Thank God for being able to come together to worship and magnify his name, to give praise and honor unto this glorious, marvelous, phenomenal God that we serve. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Bread of heaven, feed us till we want no more. Praise the Lord. Help us to always have that desire for more of you. Less of us, more of you. In the name of Jesus, we have the victory. Praise the name of the Most High God. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. We thank God. Glory to God for Minister Black and Minister Willette, Minister Alexander. Praise the Lord. And we praise God. I believe that's Elder also, if I'm not mistaken, it could be Johnny May, but it may be a different one because that number and another number is kind of similar. But nevertheless, we thank God for all those that are on already. And we're going to come into his presence just thinking of the goodness of the Lord and his presence and just the anointing that he's given us to be able, glory to God, to be a part of the kingdom, be used for his glory. We thank God, hallelujah, for being able to come together in fellowship in the spirit of truth. In the name of Jesus, Father, we bless you today for this new day that you added into our lives. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you for your word. Thank you for the Holy Spirit that teaches, leads, guides, and comforts. Lord, help us to learn to let him do the leading and let him be able to be the one that comforts. Lord, we won't run to everybody and everything. Oh, glory out before we come to you or before we let the Holy Spirit have this way, because you told us not to grieve him or override him. We thank you, Lord. You got the better plan, and the plan that you have for us good and not for evil, to give us that expected end, to bless, to prosper us, and to give us a future. Thank you, Jesus, that you never leave us nor forsake us. Ask you to forgive us for every offense against your word. Everything, glory to God, that we have done or said that's contrary to your word, glory to God, forgive us, and God cleanses us from all unrighteousness. Thank you, glory to God, for the spirit of reconciliation. Thank you, Lord God, for being able to restore us in the name of Jesus. Thank you that you are a redeemer. Oh, in your presence is fullness of joy. Thank you for the women of God last night with such power and anointing. Evangelist Mother Alexander, Evangelist Mother Willette, LaFont, thank God for the prophet, glory to God, Lillian Bird. Thank God, glory to God, for them bringing such a powerful word each one of them with such an anointing and authority and the flow of it, and even glory to God, how to intertwine. God, I thank you, Lord God. You know what we are in need of before we even ask. Thank you for even those that have already brought forth the word in the months past, and even when we hear it from our local assembly, our pastors that are trying to live right, and even sometimes we can hear a word, glory to God, that you minister to our heart, and even though somebody might not be walking right, but that word is right, and it's right on time. So we thank you, Lord, that we will make sure that we are walking in the righteousness of God and holiness, because we don't want it to be said that we did do a good work. Yeah, we did some things, glory to God, hallelujah, for to be blessed. But then you said in your word, depart from me, your workers of iniquity. We want to make sure everything that we're doing is lining up with your word and then with your promises. So we thank you again for the spirit of thanksgiving in our hearts. God, thanking you for our country, the United States of America, that which needs to turn back into God we trust. God, so many things that are going on in the land. And God, we as believers also, God, come up with some clean hands because there's so much going on in the body of Christ as well. We are praying for a spirit of repentance for this land. In the name of Jesus, well, as for ourselves, we pray for our president. We pray for President Biden, glory to God, and even our vice president. We pray, God, for their leadership. We pray, God, for them even having an ear to hear a wise counselor from the spiritual realm too as well. And God, even for the Congress and the House of Representatives and also in the government as well as whatever, glory to God, those that have authority over us, we pray for them and pray, glory, for the ears to hear your voice in the midst. And even with all the contrary winds and things that are going on, God, we still believe in you for mercy and grace. Thank you, Lord God. It's not that you haven't forgiven us, but we need more. In the name of Jesus, we pray, glory to God, for our youth. We pray, glory to God, for deliverance of their minds with all the voices that are going on like a Pied Piper, glory to God, just from the internet, from the television, glory, from the eye gates and the things that they hear, and it gets in their ear gates, the things, glory to God, from the bullying, from those, glory to God, that are out there, glory to God, doing all kind of contrary things to try to manipulate, even for the spirit of manipulation, glory to God. Oh, we plead the blood of Jesus. We bind those spirits up and command them to loose its hold off of their mind so they can be able to hear the spirit of truth. Take out a heart of stone, put in a heart of flesh. We are praying more and more, glory to God, against the suicide, the bipolar, all kind of mental challenges. We are praying against even some that have the function of their mental capacity with no problems, but still yet the evilness of the world and other kind of things that they're going through, causing them to do things, glory to God, that are displeasing in your sight. We are praying for mercy and grace. We are praying for an awareness, praying, glory to God, for salvation and deliverance. Ah, God, we are praying for the spirit of truth, to penetrate their hearts in the name of Jesus. Praying for salvation to come and deliver them out of the hand of the enemy in the name of Jesus. We're praying for people to come in their pathway, God, that is with the spirit of truth and not meant for manipulation and no ulterior motive, God, so that way they can speak truth and they can live a life and be transparent, that they can see this as a genuine woman, a man, a God, a boy, a girl, in the name of Jesus, that living a life, glory to God, that's pleasing in your sight, that they can be able to pattern after as well. We are praying, glory to God, for change, praying for, glory to God, mothers and fathers and sisters and brothers and cousins and all, glory to aunties and uncles and glory to the village and even for those on, glory to God, of friends or people or either ones, glory to God, in specific positions, God, that will be inspirational, encouraging with no ulterior motive to inspire our youth, glory to God, so they can do better, they can have better. They don't have to be hopeless and helpless. They don't have to get caught up in gangbanging and, glory to God, and homosexual acts and partying and doing everything else that's appeasing to the flesh in the name of Jesus. They don't have to walk in despair. The blood of Jesus, we bind up those spirits, glory to God, that come to control them, glory to God, and lies and spirits, glory to God, that come in the name of Jesus to provoke and agitate them so they can do things, glory to God, that's not of God. We come against generational curses too, and we just come against, glory to God, the evil heart, glory to God, and just selfishness, glory to God, in the name of Jesus. We bind you up and command you, Satan, to loose your hold off of their minds and off their bodies, in the name of Jesus. Even these seducing spirits that come, glory to God, to seduce, in the name of Jesus, from sexual, glory to God, harassment and sexual activities, in the name of Jesus, illicit sex and the things that will cause them, glory to God, they're going to be in drugs and alcohol and everything else that was trying to control their lives, and even just tasting and touching, all of a sudden they're hooked in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. We are praying for deliverance and awakening. Praying for people that will come and inspire and encourage and be great mentors. Oh, glory to God. I'm asking you, Lord, to help us even as believers that we are to be the greatest mentor and encourager and inspirer. In the name of Jesus, even in our own homes as believers. And God, we can't be out here passing the church, going to church, helping somebody else and inspiring their children, inspiring, glory to God, somebody in their marriage and helping others, glory to God, in ministry and in our homes falling down, breaking down because we don't want to take time, glory to God. Are we so angry or frustrated or agitated or in the meantime it seems like there's no use. Whatever the devil has said for a lie, we rebuke in the name of Jesus. That God, we want to be able, glory to God, for all of our youth and also in for other people as well and encourage their lives as well. God, we are praying that we'll be able to reach out and touch. And touch in such a way that the word will penetrate because the life living that we are genuine about what we say and what we do. We are thanking you right now for those that are out there that are trying with all they know how to reach, glory to God, to preach the word, to teach the word, and to encourage and inspire, and even sometimes just to educate and, glory to God, even morale. I mean, build up their morale and just even have them, glory to God, inspire to, glory to God, to even have good morals and ethics. In the name of Jesus, we bless you for those, glory to God, that are reaching out. Help us, God, to know that we don't do this on a part-time basis. It's got to be consistent and help us like never before to take time to pray, to seek the face of God. Even Jesus took time to pull aside and went to his Father and pray to seek the face of the Lord. Even in the Garden of Gethsemane, when he knew what he had to face, oh, God, he still prayed. God, he's inquiring for us to pray and not to like fall into sleep, glory to God, and be the sleeping giant. God, awakening. Ah, oh, for the body of Christ with everything that's going on, that we'll not allow the enemy to steal our joy and to steal our peace, that cause us, glory to God, to become nonchalant and become hypocritical and become, glory to God, in those places and being in places that we ought to not to be. We love you today. We appreciate you. We adore. Thank you, glory to God, for those that are running this race and walking, glory to God, in faith and righteousness and holiness, that are up on the wall and holding up the bloodstained banner, determined they're not coming down, being transparent, being humble enough, and even when they make a mistake, they're easy to repent in the name of Jesus. Not becoming flow mats for nobody, but being able to know who they are in Christ and who Christ is in them. In the name of Jesus, know who you are, as the mother always telling us. In the name of Jesus, Alexander, we pray, glory to God, that the word has been there for the longest, for years, for us, glory to God, to have an identity. But it's good when we can have somebody encouraging and inspiring you to know it, to strive for him, to seek his face, to be obedient, not to walk in fear, to walk in faith in the name of Jesus, to encourage and inspire others in the name of Jesus, and esteem others more highly than ourselves, but never thinking more highly of ourselves than we ought to, casting these cares and concerns, because there are going to be times we're going to feel weak, we're going to feel a little fearful or fretful, but you say cast those cares and every imagination that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bring it down into captivity and obedience. And every temptation you'll leave a way of escape, no matter how narrow it is, you are faithful to your word. Hallelujah. We just got to be able to hear the Spirit of the Lord and know what doors to walk through and what doors not to walk through, what to embrace, what not to embrace. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we just bless you today. We pray for Pastor Bird that you would touch her body now. In the name of Jesus, for that slight fall that she had, but see if it had any, glory to God, effect on her body. Touch her now, strengthen her now, encourage her. Bless this woman of God with all that power and anointing that she operated and walking. It don't matter who we are, we still need each other and pray one for another. Thank you, Lord God, for the wisdom of God. Thank you for Pastor Burton, God, for touching her body. Even go out the apostle after her operation with her knees, God, how you blessing her and strengthen her and encourage her. Thank you for the word that's in her and the spirit of a shepherd in her heart. We thank you, Lord God, for Mother Alexander, God, for the Lord bless even a woman, glory to God, even at 87, fired up, glory to God, and moving around like somebody 40 or 50 years old, in the name of Jesus, an inspiration in the gospel, speaking truth and standing firm on the word, in the name of Jesus, and with a loving spirit, in the name of Jesus. We pray for Mother Willette, God, with the fire of the anointing of the word on the inside, and love the word, love people, and want to see them free and encouraged. Pray for Brother Black, God, you bless the man of God. We pray that you continue to stir up that fire.
are in him to be the prophet, glory to God, that you called him for with the prophetic anointing in his life. Pray that he stay firm and concerned, glory to God, for people, but not allow nothing of the past or nobody, glory, to pour water on the fire that's on the inside of him. Lord, I come against any spirit of manipulation or underhanded kind of spirit that would try to draw him away. I pray, God, that he would meditate more, even on what your promise is, God, because he got the word on the inside. We are praying, glory to God, for Mother McCormick, as you continue to touch her body in the name of Jesus tonight, in Jesus' name. God, we know, glory, you know everything that she go through, but we thank you for the fire and how she done growed over those last years, glory to God, with the fire, the anointing, the power, glory to God, of stirring and of the concern she has for those in the nursing home, those that are in the homeless, those, glory to God, that are in the hospital, those, glory to God, that need water, those, glory to God, hallelujah, need salvation. God, I thank you for the fire, that evangelist that you pour into her more and more, hallelujah, more of you. So I pray for comfort and encouragement to her to keep her eyes fixed on you in the name of Jesus. We pray for Sister Brenda, glory to God, the evangelist, that you're blessed in her household and even the things concerning her sons and the things she's trying to accomplish through life. God, help her when she looks back on the things of God. Help her to be inspired by the power of God and not to be loud, glory to God, no one, children, anybody, to try to manipulate her life, to try to bring her back or bring her down from what God has said. We pray for Sister Noel. God, we thank you for God for blessing that heart. Ah, God, in the name of Jesus, all from spiritually and naturally, how you heal that heart in the name of Jesus. Pray, God, that you continue to bless. She got such a desire to bless young people and encourage them, and even just that anointing that's on her life, and even the things that you inspire her, glory to God, to say, hallelujah, help her to know to not take it lightly, but to keep pressing and keep looking to God and not look at her situation or her circumstance. We thank you for Elder John and May, God. We thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing in her, and even the growth, glory to God, the spiritual growth and the anointing, even for the prayer, for that prayer line that pastor allowed her to be, glory to God, the host over in the name of Jesus, and how she just stirred up with the fire of the word in the name of Jesus. God, I pray you continue to stretch her even more and encourage her heart the more. Thank you, Lord God, for blessing, glory to God, our sister, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for Pastor Sims. We thank you, Lord God, for so many testimonies of what the enemy tried to come up against our body with. But how many times has God proven himself over and over, like a helium, like a balloon you try to hold up under the water, and it just keeps coming right back up. God, I thank you for the healing power, the anointing. I thank you for her encouragement and the words that she inspired others with. God, we thank you, Lord God, for her caring and concern for people. In the name of, stir up that word even the more in her. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for Sister Rachel. God, thank you for Sister Laura. God, thank you for those blessings, glory to God, that both of them sounded like twins when they talk. God, I pray, God, that you continue to bless this mother's testimonies in her life, and then the desire she want to, glory to God, live for God. But God, help her to keep the faith, keep her eyes fixed on the Lord. Don't let circumstances or situation pull her away, glory to God, to be distracted. Just keep pressing and pursuing in the Lord, because the power of the anointing is in her. Pray, glory to God, for Laura. God, thank you for the anointing in her. Thank you, Lord God, for her, hallelujah, that you is bringing her to the forefront, even the more with confidence to stand on God's word and to inspire for what God has placed on the inside of her. We thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing in our midst, and even for our children, for Carmelita, for Alicia, God, for those two ministers, God, that you have blessed individually and collectively, God, that you stir up a fire, help them have that desire like never before. Keep looking to God, the author and the finisher of it. Don't be distracted by the cares of this life. Oh, I pray for a stirring of the fire of that anointing, even for their prayer lives. God, I'm praying that it will increase in the name of Jesus. But I pray, glory to God, anything that has attached itself that's not like God, that is trying to slow them down, I pray that it will be rebuked, bind, and loose in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we pray for all of our families, our children, our grandchildren, our seed, and our great-grands, and even the ones that come. God, we pray, God, that you are blessed. They're saved, delivered, set free from the hands of the enemy, for what we can see is already manifested in the ones that we believe in to come to pass. We thank you, oh, Shama, Korra, Maketi, Yaseria. Oh, Lord, let us pray like never before. Help us to watch you, watch your hand, not watch what they're doing, not what the enemy wants us to look down and look around. You told us to walk by faith and not by sight. So, God, we are praying, glory to God, that we inspire and encourage ourselves through your word and reach out as we are praying for others, believing by faith when we call our families up that you already got it covered. We take care of your business. You're going to take care of seeking first kingdom of God and all his righteousness, everything else will be asked. But, Lord, we got to stop just saying it, but we got to really be like that tree planted by the rivers of water that we shall not be moved. We got to be to a point that we're going to soar like eagles, soar above these circumstances. As we come nigh to you, draw nigh to you, hallelujah, we can come above some of the things that we're hearing and seeing so it won't affect us because we can come out of this flesh and come over to God, over into the spirit realm, crucifying this flesh in the name of Jesus. Because this flesh don't want to die. It want to always cry out. It always want to complain. It always want to find a reason why. It always want to analyze. He quoted about sight. When we find ourselves analyzing and complaining, we over into our flesh. Oh, glory out, and we got to deny it. When we catch ourselves, we got to hold the unction from the Holy Spirit. Wait a minute. Come on out of that. Oh, come on down. Come on back up in place and come on up. Hallelujah. Come on up hither. Oh, God, we need you like never before because you're not giving us a spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. And if we have power, love, and a sound mind, we need to walk in the power. We need to walk in the love, the agape. We need to walk in the truth. We need to walk in obedience with the whole armor of God on. In the name of Jesus, to God be the glory. And walk in the joy and the peace of God because those are weapons too against the enemy. Because you said the weapons that you give us are not carnal but mighty through the pulling down of strongholds. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you that you are our rock and our redeemer. You are the God of our reconciliation. We bind in, glory to God, of anxiety in the name of Jesus. Any precious glory to God that will come to distract us in the name of Jesus. When we're in the glory of that situation beyond our control and we can't see any solution, we know, glory to God, you are our redeemer. We look to you as the author and the finisher of our faith. Be still and know that I'm God. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. We got to learn how to be still. We got to learn how to wait. We got to, glory to God, be determined, hallelujah, to practice and pursue after you so we can get to that place. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. We have nothing beyond, glory to God, nothing beyond, glory to God, our control. Everything that's beyond our control can come in control through the power of your word and your anointing because we can do nothing without you, but we can do all things through you. In the name of Jesus, may we know your affection and find encouragement that you will never let us go. And at the cross, Jesus won the ultimate victory. Help us to know that we have victory in Christ Jesus. We thank you for all that you've done and what you're doing, and that we will not be manipulated or controlled by the enemy and others, but we are not to be a manipulator and a controller either. In the name of Jesus, we will go forth, hallelujah, with the choices to being obedient, submissive to you, and hearing what your will is. Thank you, Lord God, as we learn to wait on the Lord and be of good courage. And you said you will strengthen our heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. In the name of Jesus, we bind up Satan, all of the cords, every setup, trap, plot, plan, scheme, untimely death, sickness, and disease, hallelujah, incidents, accidents, setups, traps, glory to God, to try to manipulate us and cause us to deviate off the path of the Lord. We rebuke God, even these spirits, glory to God, a portrayal. We'll not be seduced to get caught up in that in the name of Jesus. We bind up lying spirits in the body of Christ as well. In the name of Jesus, deception, hallelujah, is lies. The blood of Jesus. God, we are praying for conviction, for more realness, and glory to God that we will stand on your word and operate in it accordingly. In the name of Jesus. So we bind up Satan and loose him from his assignment, and we loose the anointing, glory to God, the power of the Holy Spirit to submit to his will and call back our peace and our joy and our strength and our encouragement and the wisdom and obedience to the Spirit of the Lord and study and rightly divide us a hunger for it like never before. Thank you for divine connection. Thank you, Lord God, for sincere women on the move for Christ to cover it. God, we are praying and thank you for the meeting, God, and for the word and the anointing and all that you're doing in the midst, even the sanctifying, also of the even the food. We thank you, Lord God, for people near, here, and far that you are blessed and covered under blood. Pray even for good weather. But we pray most of all that your will be done and that you will be ruling in the house, that you will get the glory and the honor, that you will be exalted in the name of Jesus. We pray for salvation, deliverance, healing, and wholeness, and peace and joy. In Jesus' name, we bless the name of the Lord because he is worthy of the praise. Amen and amen and amen. Bless the Lord. Praise God. We're going to start down the row in the name of Jesus with Mother, glory to God, Alexander, Mother Willette, praise God, Pastor Bird. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you. I think I saw Brother Black. Oh, yeah, Brother Black. I'm so sorry. Brother Black should have been second. Mother Alexander, Brother Black, Mother Willette, glory to God. Pastor Bird, and I have to see who else is on. Let y'all start praying, and then I'll, and my mother, Pastor Sim. But let's go in that order first, and then I'll add. I got to see if that was Elder Johnny May on there or not. Praise God. Amen. At this time, we're going to open the line to Mother McCormick, then Brother not McCormick, I mean Brother Alexander, then Brother Blake, and then from then on, amen. We bless you.
Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Lord, we thank you for waking us up this morning, Lord, in a sound mind and a healthy body, Lord God. Thank you, Father God, for being the Lord of our life, Lord God. Lord, we thank you for being who you are, because there is none like you, Heavenly Father. We praise you. We glorify you. Because without you, Lord, where would we be? Father, I thank you for watching over the fatherless sons, O God, because your word said you execute judgment for the fatherless son. And Lord, we thank you, Father God, for keeping a hedge around the fatherless sons, Heavenly Father, because your word tells us, Lord, according to the promises, Lord, and we're standing on it, you execute judgment for the fatherless sons. And Lord, we thank you for watching over them, Lord. Bind up anything that try to come against the body, Lord, or the mind, Lord. We bind it up in the name of Jesus, and we cast it back to the pit of hell where it belongs. But Lord God, we know that your promise is said, Lord, if we pray. We know nothing is impossible for you to do, Heavenly Father. And Lord, we give you glory and praise, Heavenly Father. For without you, Lord, we know we be lost, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Father God. I pray for my brothers and sisters, those that know, those that don't know, Lord God. Continue to strengthen them, Lord God. Whatever the need is, Lord God, I know it's already met because according to your word, Heavenly Father. And we thank you, Lord, for being so good to us all, Heavenly Father. Because nothing is impossible with you to do, Lord. According to your word, you said, is anything too hard for you? So we know that nothing is too hard for the Lord to do. We know we can ask you for anything because your word said, come boldly to the throne of grace. Help us to stand faithful and believe, Lord God, that if you said it, it shall come forth. Father, thank you for mercy in all our life, Lord God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for blessing us, going out and coming in, Heavenly Father. And most of all, Heavenly Father, thank you for being the head of our life, Lord God. Because without you, Heavenly Father, we have nothing. And with you, all things is possible. So, Lord, we give you all the glory tonight and all the praise, Lord God, for how good you've been to us, Lord. Thank you for watching over our grands and our great-grands, Heavenly Father. Strengthen them, Father God, that they remember who they really are in Christ Jesus and that they stand strong in the name of Jesus, knowing that you is always there, Lord, in protection, Lord. Father God, we give you glory and praise, just knowing that you are the God that hears us when we cry out to you. You said in your word, Heavenly Father, you'll never leave us. You'll never forsake us. And Lord, we believe, Lord God, that you'll do it all, Heavenly Father, if we stand faithful, Lord God. Help us all, Lord God, to continue to call on you, Lord God. We bind up sickness and disease that come against the body, aches and pain. We bind that up in the name of Jesus. Because, Lord, your word tells us whatever we bind and hurt, Lord, is bind in heaven. So we refuse to give this pain and aches and disease authority over our body, Lord God, because you give us authority to bind that foul spirit up. So we command it to loose the body in the name of Jesus. Because, Lord, we know your word is true, Heavenly Father. And you gave us authority over your word, Lord, because your word tells us, Lord, if we pray, being obedient, if we pray, stand faithful on the word, Lord God. Believe in your word, because your word never fails us. If anything fails, it's when we be disobedient. But Father God, we are asking you, Lord God, help us to continue to stand strong, Lord God. Help us to be immovable when it comes to standing on the word, Lord God. Knowing that your promises tell us, Lord, come boldly to the throne of grace. Father God, we love you and we praise you and we glorify you, Lord God. Continue to keep the head of prayer line strong, Lord God. Lord, you see every area, Lord God, but we know you as a healer. We know you as a deliverer. We know you as a provider. Nothing is lacking because your word tells us, Father God, all needs have been met. So we're standing on those promises, Lord God, that no matter what goes or comes, The promises that God promised us is real. And Lord, we thanking you for being the ultimate healer. You only is the only healer, Lord God, regardless what we see or what comes. We know that you is the healer, Lord God. And we know nothing is impossible for you to do. So, Lord, we ask you to continue to keep us strong, Lord God. Continue to bless each and every one of my sister and brother on the prayer line, Lord God. You know them one by one, name by name, Lord God. And all we have to do is continue to get that love growing for one another, that we come as one when we come before you. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. For it's only in Jesus' name we stand before you, Father God, knowing that you are the only way for us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen.
Thank you for your mercy. Lord, I thank you for your grace. Lord, I thank you for your love that's made a way for me to come into your presence and magnify your name. Lord, I stand amazed at what I see. Great is your mercy towards me, your loving kindness towards me, your tender mercy I see. Great is your grace. Thank you, God. We just thank you, Lord. Even for the woman of God, Lord, the founder of this their prayer line, God, Lord, who you appointed, God. We just thank you, Lord. Strengthen her with might in the inner man. Build her up where she's torn down, God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Touch her from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet, and let your oil trickle down to every person, Lord, who's under this prayer line ministry, and not only that, in all of her family, from her children all the way down to her grandchildren, even her great grandchildren. Hallelujah, that she will see. And Father, we just thank you, God. Lord, we just lift up the military and armed forces, God. Lord, do what you do. Show yourself strong and mighty, Lord, on the behalf of your people, God, on the behalf of Israel, God, on the behalf of, Lord, the nations that love you, the individuals that love you, God. Hallelujah. We bless you, God. And you said in your word in Psalms 138, and I believe it's 4, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him. God, and we just thank you. We trust in you. We roll on you. We rely on you, God. Lord, if you can't do it, nobody can. So we, by faith, we willfully, wholeheartedly take you at your word, God. We accept your word, God, and we apply your word to our life, God. We thank you for the hostages, Lord, that are coming home, God. And, Lord, break the jaws of the enemy, God. And if when the enemy raise up his head, God, and pursue an evil assignment, God, reverse that curse. The ditch that they dug, let them fall in it themselves, according to your word, God. You said, touch not mine anointed, neither do my prophet no harm. Psalms 105, verse 15, God. We just thank you, God. We thank you for another day we've never seen before, God. Keep your angels around Israel and around your people. We lift up the body of the Christ, our neighbors, even our next door neighbors, God. One by one and name by name. our children and our grandchildren of the prayer warriors and the ones that are on this line who we don't even hear from much or much often, God. We lift them up, God. Absolutely cover them. Engulf them in your blood. Submerge them in your blood. For when the enemy see the blood, they can't cross. And we thank you, God, that you're always there. You've always made a way for us. All we have to do is stand and believe and see the salvation of the Lord. We lift our matriarchs and patriarchs up, the ones that paved the way for us, the ones that lean to the Lord, resist the devil, and the devil fled from them. The one that applied the word of God in their lives and saw great outcomes and results and success. Hallelujah. The ones that were led by the Holy Spirit all the days of their life. Trailblazers, God. Spirit-filled, mighty men and women of valor. Trailblazers, God. We lift them up, God. Oh, restore the joy deep inside them, God. It's not all over. It's just begun. We speak encouragement. Each individual, God, wherever they may, lay their head. Oh, hallelujah. Stir up the gift that's in the inside of them, God. Oh, hallelujah. By laying on their own hands, on their own selves. Oh, yes, Lord, we lift up Israel, God. Hallelujah. We thank you, God. You are in control, but you give us a power to speak those things which be not as though they were. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To dismantle the weapons of the enemy, the assignments of the enemy, the influence of the enemy, the attacks of the enemy, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we just lift up, Lord, the full ministry, apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers, God, every worship center, every prayer line, God. We lift it up to you. We lift them up, God. Hallelujah. What's broken, God? You fix it, God. We call on you to fix it. No other entity, no other God, no other man. No man. But you, Holy Spirit, fix it in the name of Jesus. For we're led by your Spirit and you have free course in all of our lives. We thank you, God. Hallelujah. We lift up the bereaved right now. The downtrodden, the heartbroken, the broken and dismantled, God. Hallelujah, the sick, the infirmity, the weak. Oh, the disease, God. The ones that don't have a peace of mind, the ones that are not saved, God. We lift them up, God, to you, God. One by one, name by name, God. The ones that are confused, the ones who's been abused in any way, shape, form, or fashion. We lift them up to you, God. Ask you to make things right that was made wrong. Encourage them, God. Lift them up, God. As they're down, God. Oh, send your inner witness, Lord, to live in the inside of them. Draw them to the cross as Jesus draw them to the Father. Oh, God, give them a peace of mind. Oh, Lord, as they meditate on your word, save souls, God. Lord, that they can receive your precious promises, that they can be in the number as we are in the number, God. There's so many things to pray for, God, but we touch and agree with the prayers that already been prayed and the prayers that are about to be prayed, God. Oh, kindle your fire in all of us, God. You're a consuming fire. Burn up every iniquity, everything that's not like you. Hey, my God. Oh, God, ignite us. Unto another level, God. But let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of our faith, forgetting those things that are behind us, but pressing toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God, which is in Christ Jesus. And we purpose in our heart to say nothing except Jesus Christ. God, we worship you, and that's all we do. That's where our heart is, just to be in your secret place, just to inquire in your temple all the days of our life, God. We worship you and say, let your will be done and not ours, all through the nations and in all of our family's life, in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We bless you. Yes, God. You have your way, Father. In Jesus' name. Oh, my God. Thank you.
That's another man.
Yes,
God. You want me to pray, Mother BJ?
Yeah, it's time for you, and then after that it'll be Pastor Bird.
Okay, yeah. All right. Praise God, hallelujah. We give glory and honor and praise to the Most High God. I want to read a little bit of Psalms 51 that says, have mercy. I'm going to make it a little personal. Have mercy upon us, O God, according to your loving kindness and according to the multitude of your tender mercies. Blot out our transgressions, wash us thoroughly from our iniquity and cleanse us from our sin. For we acknowledge our transgressions and our sin is always before you. Against you and only you have we sinned and done evil in your sight, that you may be found just when you speak and blameless when you judge. Hallelujah, glory be to God. And verse 7 it says, purge us as hyssop and we shall be clean. Wash us, and we shall be whiter than snow. Make us to hear joy and gladness, that our bones you have broken may rejoice. Hide your face from our sins, and blot out our iniquities. Create in us a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast or right spirit within us, and cast not the holy presence from us. In Jesus' name. Father God, restore to us the joy of your salvation and uphold us by your generous spirit. Praise God. Then we'll teach transgressors their ways and sinners shall be converted. Praise God. Reading in Psalms 51. Hallelujah. Father God, in that name that's above every name, I thank you for being the true and living God. I praise you for being, hallelujah, as Sister Alexander taught, the faithful God and your word. You are faithful. You are the covenant-keeping God. You are El Shaddai, the all-sufficient one. You are, hallelujah, Elohim, our creator. Hallelujah. You are God all by yourself. And I praise you. I thank you that you showed us how much you love us when you allowed your only begotten son to lay his life down that we might, hallelujah, be reconciled to you. Thank you so much, Father, that you are for us, that you love us, Lord God, and you're working situations out for our good. Thank you, Lord God, that you've given us faith. You gave us faith. If you didn't give us a measure of faith, Lord God, we would be in a bad fix this evening. But we thank you, Lord God, that you've given us what pertains to life and godliness, and you've given us faith. Hallelujah, Lord God, to trust you, to take you at your word. And Lord God, I just thank you so much for what you're doing in this season and this hour. I thank you that you're still on the throne that our life, hallelujah, is in your hands. Glory be to God. And that's good hands to be in Jesus' name. Glory be to God. I give you praise. I thank you for the prayers that have already gone forth. And I touch and agree also with the prayers that have gone forward. And I thank you that as the prayers are going forward, we pray to you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, by faith, and we're trusting, hallelujah, that the prayers that go forward are those prayers, Lord God, that's in agreement with what your word says, and we pray for a great turnaround in this earth, in the heart of man. Oh, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Oh, Father God, I thank you for the prayer, hallelujah, the David prayer, to give us a clean heart and renew a right spirit in us, and especially take not thy Holy Spirit. I need your Holy Spirit 24/7. I certainly need your Holy Spirit to help me to pray, because sometimes we don't know what we ought to pray for, and there's so much to pray about. But I know that you are God, hallelujah. And even though you already know what we stand in need of and you know what's in our hearts, even before we speak it, glory be to God, we yet do what you say. You said men ought always pray. So we pray believing, hallelujah, that you'll bring a change in our situations. We pray, Father God, for the presence of God, your Holy Spirit, Lord God. We pray that you fill us afresh, not just with the Holy Spirit, but we pray you fill us with the all of joy. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So many people are in, they're sad and they're go through a tough time because they've been wounded from things in the past. And we pray that you heal the wounds from the past, Lord God, that people have had to be hoodwinked by. We pray, Lord God, that you'll loose them, Lord God, that have been bamboozled or hoodwinked or tricked by the enemy in the name of the Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. We ask you, Father God, in Christ Jesus' name, that you will forgive us for our sins. And we pray, Father God, that we don't be holding unforgiveness in our hearts or bitterness or have some form of hatred in our heart, because we don't expect anything from you if we come before your throne room, hallelujah, kneeling down to pray and asking you to do something for us, and we still got garbage in our heart that we ought not have. Forgive us, Lord God, and we pray that you blot out our transgressions in Jesus' name. We pray, O Lord God, special prayer for those who have not yet surrendered their lives to you. Special prayer, Lord God, for the needs, hallelujah, of those, Lord God, that need a supernatural, Lord God, miracle-working, healing touch from you on this evening in Jesus' name. You know about those, Lord God, that's been diagnosed with cancer, going to cancer treatment. You know about those that may have liver disorders, that may have pancreas disorders, that may be suffering from high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, that may be suffering with incontinence or circulation disorders, Lord God. Whatever the sickness is, mind disorders, Lord God, heart disorders, in the name of Jesus, we're praying for supernatural, miracle-working, virtuous healing power to be released in those lives that stand in need, Lord God, of your supernatural healing power this evening. And we say that the sick are the healed, because we call things that be not as though they are, according to your word. And we thank you, hallelujah, that when we cried out to you, Lord God, you heard us. And you healed us of these sicknesses and diseases in Jesus' name. We pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we'll learn as people of God to provoke each other to love and to good works, not to cause more trouble in their lives or make them have more misery, but we pray that we be part of the solution and not part of the problem. We pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you loose those that have been bound by these or tangled up by these addictions and strongholds. And we take authority by the power that you've already given us to pull down these addictions and strongholds and these sins of immorality in Christ Jesus' name. We pray that let this mind that is in Christ learn to be in us. Hallelujah. Behave like Jesus, Lord God, and see things from his perspective in Christ Jesus' name. Have mercy. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Pray a special prayer for those who have may have trouble with digestive system this evening, may have trouble with Lord God, obesity, may have trouble, Lord God, with skin disorders in Christ Jesus, Lord God, those that are paraplegics, Lord God. We pray, oh, Lord God, for the caretakers on tonight. In Christ Jesus' name, we pray, Father God, for people all over the world. We ask you, Lord God, to have mercy, Lord God. And I pray in the name of Jesus that the people of God, those in positions of authority, will begin to seek you, to hear from you, and to begin to, Lord God, if you say to speak a word to somebody, let us speak it with, Lord God, boldness in the Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name. Help us, Lord God, as I said earlier, to provoke others to love and to good work. Ask you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to lead us and to guide us this evening in the name of Jesus. Father God, in Christ Jesus' name, we pray, oh, Lord God, for safe travel. Some people are going to be traveling. They still coming back from their travels. We pray for safety, the angels of God, to be encamped about them, to keep them safe in their travels to and from their destinations. Father God, help us, Lord God, to lean not to our own understanding, but in all our ways acknowledge you and let you direct our path and help us to have sense enough to be obedient, Lord God, to what you say, to be in obedience with your word. If you said, hallelujah, speak to the situation, hallelujah, and expect, hallelujah, change to take place, then let us take you at your word. Hallelujah, glory be to God. You said if we abide in you and your word abide in us, we can ask what we will and it shall be done, glory be to God. Whatever we ask you, Father, in Jesus' name, you would give it to us so that our joy would be full. Glory be to God. I heard somebody say, greater work shall you do because I go to the Father. That's the word of God, praise God. And I pray, Father God, that we'll take you at your word and that we'll begin to speak like Jesus speak. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Father, I just love you this evening. I thank you. I praise you. I thank you once again for your messages, how that you, Lord God, spoke on peace and faithful, how faithful you are. And Lord God, hallelujah, being still and know that you are God, hallelujah. And if we know, hallelujah, you're still on the throne, you're still in charge of our lives, let us, Lord God, follow your lead, glory be to God, and let you handle these situations that if you don't do something about it, nothing is going to be able to be done. We just have to pray believing. That's our part, praise God, hallelujah, because you're the one who bring about the miracle. You're the one that bring about the deliverance. You're the one that bring about the healing in Jesus' name. Father, I just love you. I bless you. I praise you. I pray for each person that's represented on this line. I do pray, Father God, with the Minister BJ, Father God, I pray that you pour back into her, Father God, all that she's poured out and praying for each person that's represented on this line. I pray for those that don't speak, Lord God. I pray for those, Lord God, that are trusting you, Lord God, with hard situations. But God, you specialize in things that may be too difficult for man. God, even when the doctors say, well, our hands are tied, we've done all we can do. But your hands are not tied. Your hands are not short where it cannot save. You are God. Hallelujah. I praise you this evening. I thank you. We continue to touch and agree and lift up our families, Father God, praying for those that are yet lost and don't realize that they're lost. Have mercy. I pray that the heart of man will decide that, you know, it's time for me to turn to the Lord. Let's do something better this year. Before this year go out, let's turn and give our lives to the Lord and desire to live for him. And Holy Ghost, help us, each one of us, to do better than what we did yesterday in Jesus' name. I bless you, Lord. I thank you, Father. I praise you, and I worship you, and I thank you that all of my life you have been faithful, Lord God. And I think each of us can say that, and I praise you, Father God. I love you, Lord God. I thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ. I pray that your Holy Spirit will continue to intercede on our behalf. We worship you this evening because you are worthy all by yourself. I honor you, Father. I thank you. Touch those that have toothaches and eye conditions, Lord God, knee conditions. We plead the blood of Jesus and bind up that demon of arthritis in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing in this season, in this hour, and thank you for letting us have the faith that you've given us to trust you to work situations out for good. We love you, and we place all of our loved ones, friends, and neighbors in America in your care in Jesus' name, for you care for us. You said to cast all of our cares on you, and that's what we're doing. We love you, Lord. We bless you. We praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Si ando, di ando robo kosi. Hallelujah, mando la o kore. Di ando, di osa. There is none like you, Shabbat. Kori o soto di dabamande. There is none like you, Jesus. No one else can do me like you. Andaraha and the Osidianda Nididiosa Mora Mora Lididiosanda. There is none like you, Jesus. Le di di ando, Mariando ra di ando, Kirianda bas di ando ra. Hallelujah, hallelujah, to the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings, Mandoro shero bokansi, nadi ando, Made Rababu Bokosi. Come, Halilala Buhuta. Come, Badidi Ando Roboshi. Come, Badidi Didi Ando. Come to the spring, come to the spring. Ashadna Didi Ando Kutata. Niando Rianando Roboshi. Say, take. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Hallelujah. We honor you and praise you, Father. We give you glory. We give you thanks. We thank you, God, for who you are and all that you do. We thank you, God, that your mercies is renewed every day. We thank you, God, for mercy. We thank you for grace. We thank you for watching over us and keeping us, God. It could have gone another way, but because of your love for us, because, God, because you love us so much, we thank you again for this opportunity to come into your presence and lift you up. God, you said if you be lifted up, that you would draw all men to yourself. God, we are praying today, God, that all men, God, will know who you are, that all men will come into the knowledge of truth, God, and that they will be changed, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, we know that there's chaos all around us. We know that there's sin, Father God, in front of us and behind us. But God, we know that your word say you will come and set the captive free. So God, we lift up those to you tonight who don't know you, Father God. They are bound by sin. Oh, Satan is on his job, God, but you are God. And above you, there are none other. So we call on that name of Jesus tonight, Father God. Save the people, Father God. We're asking that you raise up men and women who will preach and teach that truth, Father God, that knowledge will go forth in this land like never before. We're praying, God, that those dull ears be open now. Oshadada. God, that they'll be able to hear truth. Make them discerners of the word, Father God. Because you said in the last days that they'll be over here, we are God, and over here, we are God. But God, we're thanking you that truth will prevail like never before. God, we are praying for those, God, that bound up tonight.
Oh, there's so many traps out there. There's so many things, Father God, that got them fooled. There's so many things. They're just like they're in a trance, dear God. But I'm asking you to wake them up. Wake them up, dear God, with the truth of your word. Because your word got power, God. And you said your word would accomplish what it sent out to do. So I am praying, Father God, even for every prayer that has gone up tonight, for all of these prayer warriors. God, as that word go up there, just like arrows that's been shot. And I pray in the name of Jesus that it penetrated the darkness, Father God. And that somebody came into the knowledge of truth. Somebody woke up, Father God. Help us to know that we come together, God. We're just not doing something to do something. But we got to believe that whatever we ask, in the name of Jesus, it shall come to pass. We got to believe that somebody is listening, God, that need to hear this word. We're believing that somebody, Father God, lost in sin, will hear a word and they will be set free. We thank you, God, for using us and calling us at this time, God, to come together and to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ and him being crucified. We walk by faith and not by sight. God, we praying for healing because we know you are the healer. And some will be healed, God, because of our faithfulness, because of how we pray, because we believe you, and because, God, we love you so much. Use us, God, to make a difference in the name of Jesus. Father, we do thank you for those people who've been held captive, God, that there was many that was released today. We pray, God, that they will be reunited with their families. We are praying, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that there will be more to come in Jesus' name. We are praying, Father God, that this war will come to an end and it will come soon, dear God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for just watching over Israel, dear God. They are your people, Father God. And we come in line with them. We pray with them. We're believing you for them, Father God. We're believing you that even in the midst of what's going on, there are men and women, God, who are running to you. They're asking you for help. They're giving their lives to you, dear God, in Jesus' name. So we are praying, Father God, for Israel. We're praying for their strength. We're praying for their endurance, God. But most of all, we're praying for souls. That this will be a turning point, God. That this will be a turning around. That they will know that they need you, dear God, in Jesus' name. Father, we love you tonight because you first loved us. We love you because you are Lord of Lords and King of Kings. You are Elohim. You created everything, and everything was created for you and by you. Help us to acknowledge you, God, in everything we do and everything that we say, Father God. We give you praise because you're worthy, and you're worthy of all our praises. And we just want to thank you again for just us coming together, God, to lift you up. God, is just praising my spirit tonight because you've been good to me. I can't speak about nobody else, but you've been so good to me, Father God, and I want to thank you. You saved me. I should have been dead and gone, but because of your grace and your mercy and your long suffering and your love for me, I'm still here. So I just want to say thank you tonight, God. And help us, God, to hold on to faith that we was talking about last night. Help us, God, not to look to the left or the right, but to keep our eyes on the author and finish up our faith. Help us to know, God, that whatever we ask in the name of Jesus, it shall come to pass. And God, help us to know that in this time, they're all going to be sick, hallelujah, going to be healed. I'm believing that even somewhere, God, in this time period, that we're going to see the dead rise again, because she said greater things we should do, dear God. So we are thanking you for what you're doing behind the scene, those things that we can't see. And we want to bless your name tonight. Thank you for Pastor BJ, God, who stands faithful. Thank you for our family. Bless each one in the name of Jesus. And Father, I thank you that every need we have be met in you. Hallelujah. Physical and spiritually, financially, God, that is met in you. You know what we need, and you are able to supply all our needs tonight. So, God, we thank you, we praise you, we honor you, and we give you glory. And I pray that each family that's represented on this line, Father God, have all they need. I'm praying, Father God, that they stand fast, unmovable, always abounding in the things of God. I thank you, Father God, that they'll never be in lack of anything. And I thank you that their bodies is healed and whole. By your stripes, they are healed. You said, let the poor say I'm rich, and let the sick say I am healed. So I say that we are healed and whole and delivered, and every need we have is met tonight. So we praise you, we honor you, and we give you glory. It's in Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.
And amen. Thank you, Father, so much for this opportunity to come into your presence one more time. Father, we lift up everybody on this prayer line, and I come in agreement with every prayer that's been prayed. Everything that's been said has been to God's glory and praise in the word. We thank Pastor BJ for all of the rich and mighty blessings that she has allowed us to be involved in on this line by her constant opening up the door so that we could come in and meet together and come in agreement. And God is just, he's so big in so many ways in the Bible where we need to come together and come in agreement, because it's a good thing when you agree and come into agreement on the right thing. So I want to lift the name of Jesus up tonight for all to hear that we serve a mighty God. He's worthy and he's able to do all things. He didn't ask us to be perfect, but he asked us to be holy. And he told us that we could be holy. And if we're holy and righteous and walking in his sight, walking in the ways that he said to walk, not walking in our flesh, but walking in the way of God, we do come tonight giving him honor, praise, and glory. Just reaching out to him, because he's the only one that can help us in this world and the way the conditions of the world are. So we come lifting him up. Just let somebody, Father, our words and the people that's on the line, the people that are surrounding the people that are on the line, that they learn something and they get some kind of wisdom, that they go closer to God. Because he says he won't make you do anything, but he says, come, you come, come unto me. All ye that you need to be free, you need to be set free from sin and degradation of this world. And Father, we just give you praise and honor. So many things are going wrong in this world. So many things are not right, but it's so many things that are right. And you're the author of each and every one of them. So, Lord, we come before you in holiness and asking for your wisdom. Teach us, Lord, to learn from our experiences. Teach us, Lord, to be able to love like you love. And sometimes you have to work on the building. And I don't know how to love like he loved. But he said, if you come and you seek him, ask him for his help, he will teach you to imitate, be imitators of Christ. Not saying that you got it, but you're working on it. And he will help you. You're not alone in your struggle. The Lord God stand behind his word. He said, before his word shall fail, heaven and earth should pass away. So Lord, we come, we just honor you for all of the good and mighty things. Teach us, Lord God, to stand close to you, Father, just to hear you if you only whisper, and help us to do your will, Lord. We thank you. We praise you. We honor you. We bless your name, Father, for all of the mighty things, and it's a lot of mighty things that's come out of this prayer line. So, Father, help us to hear your voice. Father, we pray for this nation. We pray for the world. We pray for Israel. We pray for every evil and every thing that's been released into the atmosphere, Father, because we know you are the one. You're the one. You're the strong and mighty ruler. And no matter how it looks and how it may seem in the flesh, we know that in this, there is a spiritual realm. And, Father, we know that you're so mighty and you control that, Lord. We ask you to bless the youth all over the land and country. Bless the elderly, Lord, all over the people that need help, the homeless people, not the ones that choose to be homeless, Lord, but the ones that are homeless by no fault of their own, Lord. But bless them all. Bless mankind everywhere, Lord God, and continue to bless prayer lines everywhere that are open in your name, Father, in your name. Bless them, Lord God, that they will be a great witness. And people will come to Christ from hearing the word on prayer lines everywhere. People will be strengthened, Father. People will be encouraged one to another. Lord, we love you. We praise you. We lift you up, Father. Lord, I pray for Light the Path ministry, Father, and all other ministries, missionaries everywhere, foreign missionaries and the ones that are in our communities, the ones that are struggling, trying to save people, want people to be saved. You don't have to be lost, because he said, whosoever will, let him come. God is so mighty, he could make zombies out of all of us, but he chose to let us have free will and come unto him that we could live eternally. Lord God, we praise you, we honor you, we give you glory as we lift up your word before mankind. Give us opportunities, Father, as we travel about. Give us opportunities to spread the gospel, to let somebody cry out, I yield, I can't hold out anymore. Jesus is the answer. Hallelujah. Jesus is the answer for the world today. Without him, there's no other. Jesus is the way. I ask these blessings in the strong, powerful, lofty name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord. The line is open for Elder Johnny May.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we glorify you, we praise you, we lift up thine holy name, Lord God. Oh, God, we just thank and praise you, hallelujah, for your goodness and mercy that follow us all the days of our life, Lord God. Oh, God, we just honor you, hallelujah, for who you are. We thank you, God, now for salvation, God. We just thank and praise you for being the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. Oh, God, we give you glory and honor and praise. Father, we come before you tonight, Lord God, asking for repentance. Lord, forgive us, hallelujah, for our transgressions. Forgive us for our sins, Lord God. Oh, Father, we're asking you to take us back to repentance, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Not only repentance, Father, take us back to prayer. Hallelujah. Your word said, the Bible said men should always pray. Hallelujah, Lord. Let us not just occasion, God. Help us to pray always, Lord God. Hallelujah. And, oh, God, help us to do as you said to the disciples. At sometime within our 24-hour day, Lord God, help us to give you 1 hour. You said to the disciples, can you pray with me 1 hour? God, help us. Hallelujah. Help us, Lord God, to do it the way you calling us to do it, Lord God. Hallelujah. Do it the way you've outlined us to do it in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank and praise you. Hallelujah. Even for the word on last night in the name of Jesus, Father God. We just thank and praise you for your peace, that peace that surpasses all understanding in the name of Jesus, Father God. Hallelujah. God, you already told us that in everything we do to give thanks to you because this is the will. This is your will. Hallelujah. It's your will concerning you. Hallelujah, Lord God. Whether we're going through trials, tribulations, displacement, whatever that's going on, Lord God, we can always walk in the peace of God. And, oh, God, we just thank you for your peace. You are our peace. Jesus is our peace. Father, we just thank and praise you. Hallelujah. We thank and praise you because we know who we are in you. And, oh, God, we are determined no matter what we go through, no matter what comes our way, we can always keep our focus on you in the name of Jesus. And, oh, God, you told us to be steadfast and unmovable and always abound in your works, Lord God. Hallelujah, knowing that our labor is not in vain, God. Oh, Father God, not saying we don't get weak, we don't get weary. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. But thanking, praising you that we are like that tree that's planted by the river of water. Oh, God, we thank and praise you, hallelujah, that we are rooted in you. We are grounded in you, in you, Lord God. We thank and praise you, hallelujah, for your goodness and mercy, Lord God. We just honor you today, Lord God. And, oh, God, we just thank and praise you, hallelujah, for your love, Lord God. We thank and praise you, God, that everything that the enemy intended for evil, that you turn it around for your good, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. God, you'll turn it around every time, hallelujah, only if we let you fight our battles, Lord God. You told us if we submit ourselves to you and resist the devil, he will flee, and that way you will fight our battles for us. So, Father God, we thank you that you are a God of war. We thank and praise you. All we have to do is just resist. Father, we just honor you today. Hallelujah for all that you're doing. We just come in agreement, dear Lord. Hallelujah with all the prayers already gone up in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We are praying, Lord God, salvation for the unsaved, Lord God. Oh, Father God, we're crying out for those that are calling, men don't even know you, but they know that there is a Lord. There is a God somewhere, and they're calling and crying out for help, Lord God. Oh, Father God, we pray that they'll come to know you and the pardon of their sins, hallelujah, not just because of they're in need of this, that, or the other, but that they'll be truthful enough to dedicate themselves to you, to sell out to you in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, that they'll invite salvation into their lives, Lord God. Oh, Father, we're praying for the saved, Lord God. We're praying for the church, Lord God, the body of Christ. Oh, Father God, it's my prayer, my hallelujah, my desire that the body will come together. The word of God says the body should be jointly fitted together, Lord God, that the world may see, hallelujah, that the body is jointly fitted together, not that there is a group here that they don't accept this race or this color in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, but that the body would come together, jointly fitted together for the work of the ministry. God, we realize that this work is not about us. We are doing the will of God. God, we thank you that we are the kingdom on earth in the name of Jesus. The kingdom has come.
the kingdom has come within us. And, oh, God, help us to do all that you've called us to do, that you get the glory out of all that we say and do. And, oh, God, we just honor you tonight, Lord God. Oh, God, we thank you, hallelujah, that we trust you, God, with our very life. Hallelujah, Lord God. Oh, God, we just honor you. Hallelujah, Lord God. Because we know whatever, God, we go through, we can come to you, Lord God. You told us to cast our cares on you in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we're praying, hallelujah, as I pray, God, for mankind everywhere as we come upon gift-giving season. Hallelujah. Your birthday, Jesus. Hallelujah. Celebration of your birthday. Father, I pray, hallelujah, for those that feel like they don't have things to give their children and all manner of spending money and going in debt and all, just thank and praise you for those that have it and can do it. But, Lord, we pray for those that don't have it and get stressed out over this, the gift-giving and everything. God, open their eyes. Holy Spirit, I ask you to open their eyes, hallelujah, to the realization of the gift. Hallelujah. The gift has already been presented, Lord God. Hallelujah. And I pray in the name of Jesus that they'll accept the gift into their hearts, Lord, hallelujah, and not a natural gift, Lord God, but the gift of salvation, the gift of Jesus into their hearts, Lord God, that they shall be saved, Father God. Oh, Father, we pray, hallelujah, that you strengthen them as they go through this season, Lord God. Hallelujah. Many times in the past, people have taken their lives and did things that unimaginable to their children because they couldn't get them what they want, Lord God. Oh, Father God, I pray that they bring some of this commercialism out of Christmas and bring back the real true meaning, even the writing of it, Lord God. It's so sad when you look around and they want to etch you out of Christmas. Lord, hallelujah. They want to etch Christ out of Christmas. But, oh, Father God, we know that you are Christ. Hallelujah. And they can't X you out of this world. They cannot. You cannot be X'd out of our heart. So, Lord, I pray for those that are even worrying about what they can get and can gonna have and do for their children and things in this season, Lord God. We pray peace on earth. Hallelujah, Lord God. Peace in their hearts, Lord God. Peace, Lord God. And the real meaning of gift-giving, hallelujah, that they'll get the genuine gift, that they'll, the gift that's worth giving. And, oh, Father God, we pray, has been prayed for the homeless, hallelujah, Lord God, the veterans, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, those that are going through mental bouts, God, young, old, all manner, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, Father God, let them think on the goodness of you, Lord God. Oh, Father God, give them peace in their minds, Lord God, that they'll call on the name of Jesus. You said, whosoever call on you shall be saved. And, oh, Father, we just pray, hallelujah, for those that want to work and are having a hard time finding the work that they need. Lord God, you send them, lead them and guide them to where they need to go. Not only that, Lord, those that are seeking care, hallelujah, health care, in the name of Jesus, Father God, send them to doctors that's willing to help them instead of trying to get rich off of medication, drug, these big drug dealers that are licensed, Lord God. Have mercy on us all. Hallelujah. Father God, we pray, hallelujah, for those that are in hospitals, Lord God, those that are bedridden and in comas, all. Lord, we pray for all manner of sicknesses and diseases tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Oh, Father God, we pray, hallelujah, for this whole earth, Lord God. The word of God says the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof and they that dwell in it, Lord God. Oh, Father God, no matter what go on the earth,
We know it still belongs to you. This is your world. Hallelujah. As the songwriter say, we just living in it. We just passing through it. Hallelujah, Lord God. And, oh, Father, we pray, hallelujah, that we leave a heritage behind, and that heritage being the gospel of the good news. Hallelujah. Spreading your word around in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we pray, hallelujah, for single parents, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, bless single parents in the name of Jesus. Married couples, Lord God, we pray for marriages all over the world, Lord God. Oh, Father God, we pray unity in marriages, that they'll come together, Lord God. And, oh, Father, I pray that you, hallelujah, Holy Spirit, be that third cord that binds marriages together in the name of Jesus. And, oh, Father God, we pray even for divorces and divorcees. God, you know, hallelujah, we know the word said you hate divorces, but, God, you know. So we pray for all people today, God. We pray for children that go through marriages that are we're praying for children that are going through marriages that are not completely, that they see things going on in that shouldn't be in their family, fighting, abuse. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Abuse in marriages and different things. Father God, we just pray for, hallelujah, everybody tonight. We pray for this whole world, Lord God. And, oh, God, we pray for prayer warriors all over the land. God, we ask you to strengthen prayer warriors, Lord God. Lead us how to pray, when to pray, what to pray about, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. And, oh, God, we just thank and praise you for Jesus, hallelujah, interceding for us, hallelujah, on the throne. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, hallelujah. Father, we just thank you for everything, because you told us to, in all things, to give thanks. And, oh, God, we just honor you for who you are. We thank and praise you for Apostle Hubbard, God. We pray strength, God, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we speak in healing over her body, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Praying for my Apostle, God, thanking and praising you for her healing and how you're yet bringing her up and out in the name of Shatariah, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we just honor you for who you are. God, we just appreciate you tonight. And, Lord, we just thank and praise you, hallelujah, that we can come on and pray, Lord God. Oh, God, we pray in hallelujah for those that are in the weather, those that might be in their homes without electricity during this time of year, Lord God. Oh, Father, we pray that you'll send help their way. And, oh, God, those that are going through, no matter what, mental illnesses or need someone to talk to, Lord God. Oh, Father God, let them not be afraid. Let them not be ashamed. God, lead and guide them to who that they can talk to and that will open their ears and hear and be of assistance to those that are going through, those that need counseling. God, we pray for them, God, in the name of Jesus, that they'll get the counseling that they need. And, Lord, we just thank and praise you for this night. We thank and praise you for all the prayers that have gone up. And, God, you get the glory out of it all. In Jesus' name we thank and we praise you, Lord. Amen, amen.
Glory be unto God for the Most High for powerful prayers that have been prayed tonight and even a reminder of the greatness of God from the power of the word from last night. But, Sister, Laura was on my spirit for giving about 2 or 3 minutes before we take the prayer request and let her pray. Praise God. So you came in my spirit for the last two people praying. So go ahead and pray, my dear.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I humble myself before you, Lord God, asking you to please forgive me for sins, omission, commission sins, every idle word, every thought not pleasing in your sight, Father. I repent, Lord God. Father, I come in agreement with every prayer that's been prayed, Lord God. Lord God, I thank you for waking us up this morning, closing our minds, our limbs, Lord God. Lord, I thank you for every organ in our bodies functioning the way you designed it to function, Father. Father, I thank you for all of our senses functioning the way you designed it to function, Lord God. Father, those that are sick, Father, I ask that you heal their bodies by your stripes. They are to be healed. I stand in Isaiah 53 and Psalms 91, no sickness, no disease, no plague. to come near out of will, and for you were wounded for our transgressions, you were bruised for our iniquities, the chastisement of our peace is upon you, and by your stripes we all will be healed, Father. Lord God, I thank you and I praise you, Lord God. Father God, look on the people, Lord God, that's in the nursing homes, Lord God. Lord God, you're able to raise them back up, Lord God. Lord God, those that aren't eating, Lord God. Lord God, I ask you, Lord God, to give them back their appetite, Lord God. Lord God, I ask you, Father, to look on the homeless everywhere, Lord God. Give them somewhere warm and safe, Lord God, to stay, Lord God. Lord God, bless them with their own home, Lord God. Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you. I praise you, Lord God. Lord God, look on every person that's incarcerated everywhere, Lord God. Lord God, there's some, Lord, that's locked up and should not be locked up, Lord God. Lord God, I ask you to release them in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, mercy upon us all, God. Father, I lift up the body of Christ, Lord God. Help us to walk right, talk right, act right, live right, love right. Help us to keep your commandments, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you. I praise you in Jesus' name. And, Lord, I ask you, Father, to touch my mama, Lord God. Lord, you are her healer. You are the highest physician of them all, Lord God. Oh, God, there's nothing too hard for you, Father. Lord, I thank you and I praise you for her healing, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, I command that swelling to go down now in the mighty name of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus against you. You have no authority over her. She belongs to Jesus. You are trespassing on God's property, and I command you to take your hands off of her in the mighty name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth against you. I thank you. I praise you. I give your name the glory and the honor. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Praise God. We come in agreement with that prayer for your mom. Bless the Lord and that she continue to feel better. Praise you, Jesus. Amen. We are going to open all the lines in just a moment for all the prayer requests and thank God for the power of prayer under the anointing for everyone that God has blessed to pray tonight. And while we're waiting to find out whether the prophet had anything specific that God has given her before we take the request.
No.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Anyone have a prayer request tonight? We'll take it now. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. He is awesome. Phenomenal God and a prayer answering God. We just got to have the faith to believe.
Prayer for my brother-in-law, James Alexander. He's still not awake out of the coma yet.
James Alexander?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Let's pray for him. Come out of coma, healing. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord.
And for Bertha, too. His wife, Bertha, that she stands strong. And she stands strong. She's a woman of God, but I can believe, you know. She had to be strong.
Amen.
Okay. Praise the Lord. Anyone else have a prayer request? We're going to take this one. Praise God for Mother Alexander, her brother-in-law, James.
Yes.
Divine healing, that God would work a miracle and bring him out of his coma. And while he's in the coma, you speak to his heart. For God, every organ and every part of his body will line up with your word and your healing that you've already did at Calvary. We come against the thief that came to steal, kill, and destroy, to loose his hold off of his body in the name of Jesus, praying that the brain, glory to God, cells, and every operational, everything in his body operate as God ordained it to be. God, we know all things are possible through you, so we leave it in your hands because you have the last say. So pray for his wife, Bertha. God, who was concerned about her husband, and that's understandable. God, we pray that she won't get in depression or oppression, but we pray, God, that you strengthen her, encourage her while she's waiting on, glory, out the manifestation of God's power
to work, glory to God, in the midst of this situation. So we cast every care and every concern back to you and pray that the enemy will not come against her body, cause her to be sick either. And God, we pray for Mother Alexander and pray for encouragement to her and the rest of the family while they're standing in prayer and standing in faith, and other ones, glory to God, that may not know you in that way, God. But I pray this will be a time that causes them to draw closer to you, to just trust you, that things will turn around and that our God is still on the throne, is still working. But nevertheless, at the end of the day, everything is still in your hands. So thy will be done. In Jesus' name, amen.
I'm asking for prayer for, I'm so full of mucus, and the more I try to get, the more come out, it's just, I need prayer.
Okay, Mother Willette, will you take that from Elder Johnny May, or this attack on her body periodically keep coming up about
this? I'll be glad to. Heavenly Father, we just come before your presence, thanking you for being the Lord God, the Almighty God, the powerful God, the El Shaddai, the all-sufficient one, Jehovah Jireh, our provider, Jehovah Rapha, our healer. We lift up Elder Johnny May right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and we thank you that you're already healing her body, Lord God, and we call her whole and healed in Christ Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord God, that her body is getting rid of the mucus that should not be in her body, and we thank you, Lord God, for a complete recovery in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray no weapon formed against us shall prosper. We pray Isaiah 53, verse 4 and 5, 1 Peter 2, 24, Psalms, praise God, 30 and verse 2, where we cried out to you, Heavenly Father, in faith, glory be to God, asking that, Lord God, hallelujah, that your virtuous healing power be released in every cell in her body, and thank you that the mucus is coming up out of her body. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. We pray that you touch the respiratory system in Christ Jesus' name, and we bind up the demon of pneumonia in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father, we thank you for her divine healing. And, Lord God, we call those that, Lord God, having trouble with some illness, that they are the healed in Christ Jesus' name, because we call those things that be not as though they are, because healing is the children's bread. Father, thank you that no weapon formed against her shall prosper. Thank you for her divine healing. Thank you for speedy recovery in Christ Jesus' name. Hallelujah, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. If there's something that she can do or something that she can be doing to make her life a little easier, as this mucus is coming up out of her body, this sickness has to go in Jesus' name. We pray that you will reveal it to her, Lord God. I don't know, honey, praise God, hallelujah, Ginger, whatever it might be, Holy Spirit, bring it to her attention, Lord God, if there's something that will make her more comfortable as this sickness is coming up out of her body. But we do space. Pray for a speedy recovery in Jesus' name. Bless your daughter, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Pastor DJ.
Thank you. I have a couple of requests, please.
Okay, then. Pastor Sims.
Okay. All of these are from today. I went to the nursing home this morning to see my brother Alonzo. He has COVID and a lot of the other people in there also. We have a friend whose name is Dorothy. She's in the hospital right now with a terrible headache, and they're trying to see, and she's disoriented. She's not, don't know exactly what's going on with her. And I have a niece, Tia, who's in depression, another niece who's waiting for surgery. They got to do some surgery that's coming, got to come through her nose. And this afternoon I got a call. My nephew Shamari is in the hospital with a mass on his brain, and there is a serious issue to them. He's about 35 years old. And my brother Mike, who recently moved out of his place where he was living to a new place, that he needs some help with adjustment. But I would appreciate if you all would pray for these, all of these. Like I say, all of this, most of these happened today. I just heard of them and people calling and asking for prayer.
Oh, my love. Right now we want to rebuke them and split the prayers up, but we bind up the thief of the enemy to come and attack this family right now and curse and cancel it. And this thing cursed be reversed and go back to the dry places once it came, and the enemy got to loose his hold in Jesus' name and heal, deliver, and restore in Jesus' name. Amen. We'll ask Brother Alonzo with the COVID and also for Doris with the headache. To ask Mother Alexander to pray for that. Pray glory to God for Tia with depression and niece with surgery, the niece of surgery, and Cherie, what is it, Cherie?
Shamari.
35 years old with the brain. You said he had, is a mass or something on his brain?
A mask on his brain, and they're not talking no positive talk, but we are.
Okay, so Mother Willette, those two. And Brother Mike, we just praying right now for who was that on there? Sister Elder Johnny made for Brother Mike that he's in need for he gotta be readjusted to a new place. Oh, he needs a place.
And then he has issues with memory loss and things like that. And it's just, you know, kind of a different situation, a set of circumstances, because he's by himself.
Okay, then. Sister Johnny, make you take that one then. Okay, Mother Sims.
Could you say Alonzo with the Kobe and Dorothy with the mind?
With Dorothy? Headache.
Okay. Father, in the name of Jesus, we bring Alonzo before you, Lord. But, Lord, we know you said in your word, if we pray. So, Lord, we pray and binding up this false pestilence that keeps running on the land, Lord God. But we know that your word tells us, if we pray, Lord God, you heal the land. We claiming that this false spirit of pestilence will loose this young man, Lord God. Because, Lord, your promise is said, Lord, if we pray. And ask you, Lord, to touch him, Lord God. Touch his body, Lord God. Let him come to realize, Lord God, that you are a God that heals. And these things got to loose when we believe, Lord God. So, Lord, I'm asking you, Lord, and sister, come before us, Lord God. Asking for prayer, Heavenly Father, and it's in the name of Jesus. I'm binding up this COVID. Because this seems to be a situation that keep banging with Alonzo. So we come claiming victory over this foul spirit that attacked his body, Lord God. And Lord, strengthen the inner man. Strengthen him, Lord God. For you see it all, Heavenly Father. Nothing is hidden from you. And you are a healer, Lord. And Lord, we pray for Dorothy, our niece. We pray for Dorothy, Lord God. Lord, you see what's going on in our head. We know, Lord God, that you can heal anything because you created the brain. You created the old body. You know what's going on. But we come in the name of Jesus, binding up that spirit of pain that attack our head, Lord God. We bind it up and we cast it back to the pit of hell where it belongs. For we command it to loose right now in the name of Jesus. For, Lord, your word tell us, Lord, whatever we bind and hurt is bound in heaven. And your word tell us, Lord, that by your stripes, we are healed. So, Lord, we claim in healing for Dorothy right now in the name of Jesus, that she will have peace, Lord God. This hate have to leave. This pain that keep bagging our head, Lord God. Whatever it is, Father God, we know that you can cast it out, Lord, because you gave us authority to speak against the works of the enemy. And this is not of you, Lord God, because you said in your word you want us to be in good health, Lord God. And this we ask of you, Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord, Father God, in Jesus' name. Thank you so much, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that don't make no difference how many things are going on. You can handle them all. So we thank you in advance. Pray to you the prayer of faith. In Christ Jesus' name, we're trusting you, Lord God, for Pastor Sims' niece, Lord God, who's going through depression. We plead the blood of Jesus against the demon of depression, and we bind it up in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We pray that you would give her niece, Lord God, liberty and freedom from any sickness of the mind, Lord God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We pray for divine deliverance in Christ Jesus' name. We pray no weapon formed against her shall prosper. I pray, Father God, that she knows you as her personal Lord and Savior, and that she get a hold of your word and begin to declare, hallelujah, and decree, hallelujah, your word that with your stripes that she is already the healed in Jesus' name. So we pray for Pastor Sims' niece, Lord God, that's going through that, and we say no weapon formed against her shall prosper. Give her divine deliverance in Jesus' name. We pray for our other niece that has to go to surgery, Lord God. We don't know what the surgery is for, but we pray, Father, if she must need go through surgery, that she does not go alone because you are with her, Lord God. We pray that you encamp your angels about her. We pray that you would guide the doctor's hands, Lord God, and don't let them do anything that is not of a medical need in Christ Jesus' name. We pray, Father God, if she must need go through surgery, you will bring her through it, no complications, no scar tissue buildup. We pray, Lord God, no infections in Christ Jesus' name. We pray for a speedy recovery in Christ Jesus' name. And we lift up her nephew, Shamari, Lord God. You know about the mass on the brain. We pray, God, out of the Boshake, that you would touch, move by your spirit and your power and release your supernatural miracle working virtuous healing power upon that mass in Jesus' name. Give him liberty and freedom from this mass that's in his brain. And we pray for a full recovery. Yes, we do, that he shall live and not die. We pray that his soul, hallelujah, is already surrendered to Christ as his Lord and Savior in Jesus' name. Father God, I pray, hallelujah, that we come to you, Lord God, and we trust you with all of our heart, soul, and mind in Jesus' name, and trust that you're going to bring us through. It's a storm, it seems like he's going through, but God, hallelujah, you speak peace, be still in this storm in his life, and bring him through it in Christ Jesus' name, and give him liberty and freedom from this particular mass in Jesus' name, and we count it done, and we call, Lord God, you are the faithful God, hallelujah, the holy God, the righteous God, the God that's able to do exceeding abundant above all that we ever ask or think. We love you, we thank you, we praise you. We lift up this family to you, Lord God, and pray that you turn their situations around for good in Jesus' name. I pray the prayer of faith, and I trust it in your hands, Father. We love you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I didn't hear the first part for Mike. I got the memory loss part, but I didn't hear the other part.
Mike is my brother that you all are praying for.
Yeah, I got the memory. You said pray for memory loss and what else?
Everything. He's on the feeble side anymore. That's the one that was hit by those two cars at one time, and they didn't expect him to live. But he was with my oldest brother Alonzo, but Alonzo went in the hospital. He moved to another place, and he's alone, and he's feeble, kind of feeble minded. He doesn't think real sharp now, and he just needs help.
Okay. Father, we come before you today. Lord God, you know what's going on in Mike's memory. You know what's going on in his mind, Lord God. We come to you to lift him up in the name of Jesus, Lord God, in this accident. And God, we realize accidents can happen. And Father God, this could have been something devastating to him, Lord God. Hallelujah. And Father, we bind up long-term memory loss. We come against this memory loss in the name of Jesus. We come against ongoing physical pain that he might be going through in this, Lord God. Father, we ask you to comfort him with strength, God. Support him, hallelujah, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, with your grace, Father God. And, oh, Father God, we come against anything that may be traumatizing him. Hallelujah. Lord God, bring his mind into think on the things of you, Lord God. Let him think on those things that are lovely, that are peaceful, that are pure, that are from above, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And, oh, Father, I pray that his family will go to him and continue to talk to him. Let him know they love him, Lord God. Encourage his spirit. Encourage his mind, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Let him hear of the goodness of you, even if it's through songs and hymns. Hallelujah, Lord God. We pray that he might come to know you, Lord God, in the pardon of his sins, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. God, have mercy on him, we pray, Lord God. Not only on him, Lord God, but even on his family. God, tragedies and things like this have an effect on families, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that they'll be encouraged, Lord God. Hallelujah, that they'll speak to him. Let him know, Mike, we love you. Mike, you got this. Mike, we need you. Mike, open up your ears and hear, hallelujah, not only us, but hear the Lord, hallelujah. And, oh, God, even in the midst of this, hallelujah, Father, we ask you to minister to Mike through his mind, Lord
yes.
God. We bind
yes.
up everything that the enemy may speak to him, Lord God. But, oh, God, we ask you to open up his mind that he'll hear every word that you say to him, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, God, we just thank and praise you, God. We ask you to supply him with all that he need, Lord God. And if he's wherever he is, Lord God, whatever care he's getting, Lord God, let him get the care that he need. Let him get the counseling that he need, Lord God, for what he's going through at this hour, Lord God. But, oh, Father God, we pray your strength in him, Lord God. And, oh, God, we bind up anything that Alzheimer's and total memory loss, we command it to loose and leave, Lord God. Whatever he's going through, Father God, we know you can bring him out of it in the name of
yes,
Jesus.
Lord.
So, Father God, we ask you to pull him through, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And, oh, Father,
praise
you get all the glory and the honor in Jesus' name, Lord God. We just thank and praise you for what you're going to do in Mike. In Jesus' name we pray, hallelujah, amen, amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Master. Thank you.
Pastor BJ, there was one thing about the mucus, because I got it from my mother, a squirt of lemon in some cold water, and she just sipped it throughout the day, and that mucus had come right up out of you.
You say squirt lemon in the nose?
A squirt of lemon in a glass of water. You just sip on it throughout the day, and that stuff will come up, it'll get up out of you. As a matter of fact, we used to do that every day. Just a glass of water and just a squirt of lemon, and just sip through it. Just
okay,
sip through it throughout the day.
I drink hot lemon juice every morning, but I put a little apple cider vinegar in it and stevia and ginger. And that's been my prayer. What can I do? But I'm going to try that too.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Okay. Oh, my goodness. Something amazing happened with Pastor Sims had told me back here, I think it was about a week and a half ago, I was having an irritation in my throat, and I asked, well, what does she know? Because I know she knows several remedies, and she told me to get a glass of hot water and put three tablespoons of vinegar, of that, what is it, the red vinegar, the one that's apple cider vinegar, and one
right.
tablespoon of salt, and gargle in it, whatever, like this right here, and amazing. I went to bed and even put a little bit of, like you said, a little bit of Vicks on my throat and just put cloth around it, but in the meantime, or a towel, and went to sleep and woke back up, and even 4 days that morning, the stuff, it started releasing, and then later on that day, because my sinuses drain backwards, they don't come forward, and it's been a long time since anything drained forward, and I did it again that morning, and surprisingly, for some days, it was coming through the nose, and what I said, I mean, you're coming, the drainage, but that was for the sore throat. I don't know whether it's pull-up anything else out of there, but you already got stuff coming out. You just need yours to dry up, so we're going to believe God for that and healing. And if you already checked with your doctor, too, already, and they don't have anything for you to take with that, even though we believe in God for the divine touch.
Amen.
What did your doctor say?
Amen. Oh, I'm supposed to take the Claritin every day.
But it has not been doing anything. Okay. Well, so, after a while.
Take it every day.
Just join me if you call me after we hang up. I have one.
Okay. I will.
Yeah. Because that one is just for the sore throat part. That's a different thing than you. You need yours dried up. I needed something to come out. So in the meantime, bless the Lord. And we're going to pray God bless and give you directions and divine healing and whatever else.
Amen.
Too. You know, one thing don't work, God has another. And even if it's medicine, praise God. Well, we want to pray for Sister Rachel as an agreement with her sister, in Christ, which is her daughter, for that prayer that she prayed in the hand of the enemy to loose his hold off her mother's body, whatever part of the body, whether it's that part where she broke the leg or whether something else was going on in the swelling. We bind it up and loose him from his hold. And God, give her the relief that she needs to continue the courage and all the miraculous miracles she already had in her body. But we know sometimes even when we go through other things, it's still yet it's aggravation and grow out things that the enemy comes to distract. But he's a liar in the blood of Jesus. We pray for her strength, her encouragement, and thank you, Lord, for her daughter and her concern that you continue to touch her too as well. In the name of Jesus, we bless you as we pray for all of our bodies and our families and our loved ones in the name of Jesus and one another. As we continue to hold up the blood-stained banner, holding on to faith, standing on God's word, strength one for another, encouragement one to another, but standing on the promises of the Lord to take us through. Because one can chase 1,000, 2 within 1,000, and you said any two stand, touch, and agree on how you move in the midst. So, God, we just praying for your divine healing and for your blood covering to keep us every day, that we will continue to steady the course on this journey, and we will not be released from our assignment until you say it's time. So we put the enemy to flight and all his lies and deception, everything he comes to bully and to agitate and aggravate. So we take authority over it and send it back to the dry place and once it comes. And we come against these accidents too. In the name of Jesus, they set up these traps to try to take us over to God off course, to distract us or try to cause us to be discouraged. We take authority over you and plead the blood of Jesus against you and untimely death. And even those death threats, in the name of Jesus, we rebuke, bind, and loose you from it too and go back to the dry place. Because you the liar, Jesus don't lie. In the name of Jesus, never will. And his hand is not too short that he can't deliver. And the promises of the Lord are rich and make us no sorrow. In him we live and move and have our being. And greater one is on the inside of us. If God be for us, who can be against us? So we stand firm on your word, Lord. Help us to keep the joy and the peace with it as we continue on this journey, praying one for another, walking in the agape. Thank you, El Shaddai. Oh, the Almighty God, the All-Blessed One, the All-Sufficient One, the one that will give us that peace that passes all understanding when we keep our hearts and minds steadfast on them. Praise the Lord on him. We bless you. And we thank you, Jesus, for your goodness.
Amen.
Was anybody else omitted? I mean, don't want you to be overlooked. And if not, praise God. We're going to bless the Lord. Praise the Lord in the name of Jesus. And I should have asked before tonight, Brother Black, whether the 10th or the 17th was good for you for speaking.
I'll take the 17th.
You call me back and let me know. You call me back.
Okay.
All right. Okay,
praise
in the meantime.
Lord, I trust you.
Go ahead, my dear.
That went up for me, I believe, and I will not unbelieve. It's my left hand that all of a sudden just swelled up. But the devil is a lie. He has no victory. I thank God for all the word that was preached last night because I'm standing on that.
Amen. Praise God.
And I know whose I am and who I belong to. I belong to Jesus, the Most High.
Yes.
And he is my healer.
Y'all thank you, Lord.
He lifted up. The devil will not win.
Glory to God. We bless the Lord for you and believe in God for that swelling to go down. And we know God can do it instantly. He can do it tonight or tomorrow. However, we believe in that it will be. The information got to go in whatever source and whatever thing he's trying to create in there. It be canceled too in the name of Jesus, that it be well in Jesus' name. And thank you for your, thank the Lord for your encouragement. Amen. Amen. Stop. Well, in the meantime, bless the Lord. The next speaker will come on on the we have the 10th and the 17th. Praise the Lord for that timing out to send those on Saturday in Columbia, South Carolina, to they got the text the desire to come to the prayer breakfast is at 11 o'clock. Lunch will be, a full lunch will be served in the name of Jesus. Apostle Burton and Pastor Betty will be our speakers, and we bless the Lord for you and thank God for the 31 years, even though we missed some time after the COVID. We thanking God, glory to God, that we'll just listen to the Lord when he'll have us to have a meeting periodically. We thank God for all that he has done, what he's doing. So that'll be down in the headquarters. I love you. God bless you. And prayerfully, we'll be talking about in class that we'll be having that time to get together for the Eagles again, but for our anniversary time. Hopefully, I'll check it out and find out whether that's completed up by ninth or we're coming into the 10th. We love you and pray God's blessing. Angels be in camp. Pray you have a wonderful week. Looking forward for great things and looking forward for God to bless in a mighty way. Angels be in camp and have a wonderful night.
Amen.
Shalom. Love you.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom. Shalom. God bless you all.
God bless. Shalom.
God bless you. Shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom. Shalom.
Praise the Lord.